looked like a delicate tapestry, revealing intricate details of its structure and function. The cell walls that made it robust as well as lightweight were threaded with shining metal, suggesting that they performed key functions as well as providing internal support. She saw several fist-sized globes, like round silver eggs, nestling against more familiar components. The legs had been removed entirely from complex-looking joints and stacked like metal antlers in a transparent steel jar.
"I have much to report, sir," the specialist said.
She had rolled her sleeves up and her arms were smeared with brown-black goo up to her elbows.
"Then do so."
Axe stood with her hands on her hips at one end of the table. She had been generous. The specialist had had more than an hour. If Darth Kratos had not been so conversational in his discipline, Axe would have come back much sooner.
"Well, the first thing I can tell you is that this thing, whatever it is, isn't finished."
Podesic selected a slender tip tool from the many surrounding her workspace and pointed as she talked.
"See here? Its neuroweb was interrupted before the completion of a full suite of reflex analogs. And here, there's a full array of sensors about to come online down this dorsal region, but it's totally unconnected to the central computer. The reporting system has only grown to here and has yet to join the two."
"You mean it was released too early, before it was ready?"
"There's evidence to suggest that it was continuing to develop after it left the factory that built it. I suggest this thing would have finished itself given time."
Axe remembered how ferociously the thing had fought, and it hadn't even been complete.
"What would the final form have been like?"
"It's impossible to say. The main databank doesn't contain a single template. Instead, there are many, with lots of transitional forms. And there's a biological component, too, that I find very puzzling. This brown stuff must perform some function, otherwise it wouldn't be present in such quantities. Perhaps it acts as a randomizing agent, encouraging it to adapt more fluidly. It's hard to analyze, though, because it's been so severely cooked."
She looked at Axe reproachfully, as though blaming her for the condition of the sample. In this case, Axe was completely innocent. Either the Jedi or the Mandalorian had done that job for her. And either way, it was irrelevant.
"So you've accessed the brain, then?"
"Yes, just this minute."
"How smart was it? Could it fly a ship, for instance?"
"Not likely, my lord. But if it needed to, it could change itself so it could. Like birds grow new parts of their brains in spring to learn new songs. It's just a matter of..."
Axe waved her silent.
"Is the data encoded?"
"Naturally. But the cipher is based on an Imperial system that went out of use 15 years ago.
"When Lena Zandret fled the Empire," Axe remembered.
"I'll crack it soon. Don't worry, my lord. The fact that the thing was incomplete actually made getting in easier. All I have to do is map the architecture and find my way around."
Axe didn't pay attention to the specifics, and she hadn't been aware that she'd looked worried. If the specialist couldn't do the job, she'd just get another.
"All I want to know is where this thing came from," she said. "And I want to know now."
Specialist Podesic nodded.
"Yes, my lord. With your permission, I'll resume my examination."
Axe indicated with a flick of one index finger that the specialist should return to work. While Axe waited, she paced the crowded space, reading raw data and coming to her own conclusions. Nothing she saw contradicted the specialist's opinions, and there was much more to be absorbed than could have been crammed into that short conversation.